again want to thank y'all for coming today. And today I just want to speak regarding some small things. Things that we as Christians need to be mindful of. That we need to keep before us, that we need to pay attention to. When we begin, I want to talk about a little faith. Sometimes we strive to be people who have big faith. But what we have to realize that when it comes to obeying God, so much of it is in the small things that we do. The things we repetitively do, the things we take for granted. In Luke chapter 16 at verse 10, he says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in least is also unjust in much." It's a principle that God puts before us. That if we are faithful in the little things, we'll also be faithful in the big things. Because the big things consist of a lot of little things. But also, if we are unjust in a little bit, we're also going to be unjust in a lot. Because the foundation that we have in our lives depends on what our overall life's going to be. If we don't sweat the details, then we're not going to be able to do the big things. And it's how God intends for us to look at it. The little things have a significant impact on the big things. For instance, when we look in Matthew chapter 13, at verse 31, in the parable of the mustard seed, Christ put forward another parable unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, when a man took and sowed in a field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and become a tree, so that birds of the air come and lodge in its branches." Thereof, another parable he spake unto them, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took, and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened." He can take the littlest seed, and that little seed will grow into something great. You can take a little bit of leaven, and it will raise the whole loaf. A little bit of faith can stir us to become great individuals. If we allow it to take root, if we allow it to grow, if we allow it to prosper. And it will make us the type of Christians we ought to be. But if we don't start with a little bit of faith, we will never get to that point. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, that it was because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, "Remove hence to yonder place," and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Many people want to think that in order to have this faith as grain of mustard seed, you know, I have to say, church building, move over 10 feet, and it will move over 10 feet. That there's going to be some miracle happen. No, it takes a little bit of faith. If I have a little bit of faith and I want this church building moved over 10 feet and I can get enough people together to do it, we can move it over 10 feet. During Jesus' time, Herodias built himself a mountain to put his palace upon. With a little bit of faith, that ruler indeed moved earth to create his own mountain with a little bit of faith. We can do many, many good things with a little bit of faith in ourselves. We can take the gospel to every house in Moody with a little bit of faith and a little bit of legwork and a little bit of cooperation. If we wait for some big thing to come to do it, we'll wait a long time because it's going to be done with a little bit of faith. You have to believe. We cannot underestimate the power of the little things. You know, Jesus took a little bit of bread and a little bit of fish and fed 5,000. Samson took a little bit of a jawbone and killed a bunch of people. David took a little bitty stone and slew Goliath. We just have to have that faith that you can achieve. There's also another thing that is little, and that is a little word. In James chapter 3 at verse 5, even so a tongue is a little member and boasts of great things, behold, how great a little fire kindleth. How hurtful can a careless word be? Something spoken in haste. Something spoken in hate. A little word whispered to the correct person that will take it and spread it as wildfire. I think we all know the people, if we tell something to, that it's going to get gone. But the question we ask ourselves, are we that person? If someone tells us something juicy, are we going to spread it across all Facebook? What are we going to do with that little bit of word? A little word can have disastrous consequences. When you think about the most deadly creature on this earth, you can think of lions, you can think of bears, tigers, hippopotamuses. You can think of all these big, terrible animals that kill. But the most deadly animal is probably the little mosquito. It kills more people with the malaria and the West Nile and everything it carries. The littlest of creatures is probably the most deadly to humans. But we don't think about it. A little word can do tremendous damage. We underestimate them. They can be biting, they can sting, they can hate. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, by saying to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account for thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words you shall be condemned. Of course, with the same power that a little word can ruin a reputation, also we have to understand the power of a little word to build someone up. A little word to tell someone you love them, that you appreciate them, that you wishing somebody a nice day, thanking somebody. A little word of I'm sorry. Not 30 minutes of justifying your position why you were right in the first place, but simply saying, I'm sorry. A little word can have tremendous promise, and it can cause many good things. But a little word also spoken idly, passed on, can cause great harm. We spend a lot of time in this world now talking about bullying, people saying hateful things to hurt people, and those people then taking those things and doing awful things to themselves or others. How much better place would this world be that if we took time to focus on our words and said only good things, correct things, godly things? If we took account for every word we spoke and used wise, God-directed judgment in saying it, would not we be better off? In Proverbs chapter 13 at verse 3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 at verse 2, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter a thing before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. If you're going to talk a lot, take time and prepare. Don't speak from the cuff. Don't speak rashly. But weigh what you're going to say with care. Don't be rash. Don't be hasty. Take time to do it right. It will make the difference in your relationships. It will make a difference in your reputation. And it will make a difference in how you talk to other people, and if they will listen to you or not. Take time with your little words. The other thing that is little and that is so dangerous is a little sin. We've saw with the grain of mustard seed how that the kingdom of God is compared to it, and it can grow into something big. The same as a way little faith can grow, so can a little sin. We think of a sin as being a little speck. In Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 41, Jesus told him, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in the brother's eye, but perceiveth not the beam that is in their own eye? Either how can thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thy eye, when thou stuff beholdest the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out the beam of thine own eye, then you shall see clearly to pull the mote that is in your brother's eye. This is not saying that the speck should not be in somebody else's life. When I've got on a white shirt and I go out for lunch and I come back and there's a great big ketchup stain right on the front of it, how much does that stand out?